Another controversy that's come out is the issue. I mean, at this point, I think it's certainly become standard of care to use trastuzumab in patients with node-positive, HER2-positive tumors. But there's been controversy in the node-negative patients, sort of how low do you go in terms of tumor size? What's your take on that?
Well, we know that there are many women with node-negative breast cancer, especially those that have large tumors, that have a substantial risk for recurrence and may actually be as great as those women with node-positive disease. On the other hand, as we talked earlier, once you get to a sort of a threshold small size of tumor, certainly tumors less than 5 millimeters and probably tumors less than 10 millimeters in greatest diameter, the outcome of those patients is quite good, almost regardless of everything else. So that in the HER2 overexpressed node-negative breast cancer, I will usually not use trastuzumab, certainly below 5 millimeters in size, and often will not between 5 and 10 millimeters in size. There's sort of a functional strategy that I use, and that is that if I'm not going to use chemotherapy because of low risk, then I'm not going to use trastuzumab because of low risk. And if you think the woman has a high enough risk for recurrence to warrant the use of cytotoxic chemotherapy, then she probably has a high enough risk to warrant the application of trastuzumab. But that also has to be balanced with the fact that, as we talked, there's a 4% risk of cardiomyopathy, symptomatic cardiomyopathy. And if the woman's risk of recurrence with chemotherapy alone is 8%, trastuzumab is going to reduce that by about half, but she's going to have that cardiomyopathy that's going to happen that frequently as well.